This is Dakota Datebook for November 6th. On this date, in 1941, poultry were in the news in various ways. During World War II, poultry played a crucial role in the Food for Freedom program, which aimed to boost food production with the slogan, "Food will win the war." In 1942, farmers were tasked with producing a minimum of 4 billion dozen eggs, an 18% increase from the previous year. To meet this higher demand, farmers needed to increase egg production from their flocks rather than expanding their flock sizes. This led to a push for better quality feed and healthier chickens. Ads for products like Aco Mineral Compound promised to improve egg production, while Rota Caps were marketed to address worms that affected profits. Chicken feeds were bringing people together. The Noonan Methodist Women's Society of Christian Service hosted a fancy work sale and supper, offering a meal with fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, cabbage, bread, and more for just 40 cents. As Thanksgiving approached, communities began their turkey days, although many turkeys were not yet ready due to poor weather earlier in the year. Despite this, the Armour Creameries and Minot advertised, "Turkeys, turkeys," as everyone talked turkey. Joe Schneider of Linton reported losing 25 chickens to theft. Although the thieves didn't clean out his coop, they stole his best birds, leading the Ward County Independent to note, "The chicken stealing season near Linton seems to be on." Similarly, Vernon Lundgren of Temvick had 3 turkeys stolen. While the thieves were driving away, a neighbor raised the alarm, alerting Lundgren to the theft, but he was too slow to catch them. Fortunately, rather than being caught with the goods, the thieves released the turkeys, which returned to Lundgren the next day. Poultry continued to make headlines, whether through bartering in the Ambrose Herald, educational events in Brampton, or turkey shows in Ellendale. Clearly, these birds were making news across the state. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Cody Goring. I'm Ann Ahlquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.